Hare Krishna. What the uninformed see as restriction, the informed see as protection. Say if a child is in a house and is playing in the courtyard in the house and there is a fence. The child may say, oh, this fence, this border wall, it limits me. I cannot go out and play. So the child may see that fence as a restriction. But adults see that as protection. You say if the fence has some barbed wire, maybe with electricity going through it, then thieves cannot pounce in, thieves cannot steal very easily. So when there is more knowledge, then the same wall which was seen earlier as a restriction, if that same child grows up, then the child will not see the wall as a restriction, the child will see the wall as protection. Similarly, when we are starting to practice spiritual life initially, often there are rules that don't do this, do this. And these rules may seem like restriction to us. You know, why can't I do it? Why can't I do that? Why not? Why not? But what happens actually is that rules are not restrictions. They are protections. The Bhagavad Gita talks about this. In the second chapter of the 64th verse, it says, Raga Dvesha Vimuktaistu Vishayan Indriyaischaran Atma Vashyair Vidhe Atma Prasadamadi Gacchati. So, putting aside our attachments and aversions, Raga Dvesha Vimuktaistu Vishayan Indriyaischaran, the senses naturally want to move toward the sense objects. So, Atma Vashyair, we control, we don't let the senses move toward the sense objects. And how do we do this? Vidhe Atma, Vidhi means the rules given in scripture. Vidhe Atma, when you follow scriptural rules and regulations, then what happens? Prasadam adhigacchati, we get the mercy of the Lord, we get purity, which is the mercy of the Lord, it's the highest mercy of the Lord. So actually, purity is Krishna's greatest mercy. And what happens when we are pure? Then we no longer have the desire that hurt us. Often we want Krishna's mercy so that bad things will not happen to us, or bad things that are happening to us will end. The most damaging bad things happen to us because we have bad desires. They impel us to do bad things, and the bad karma leads to reactions which are terrible. But if we avoid those, if we have become freed from bad desires, then that is Krishna's greatest mercy. And how does that happen? Krishna says, if you vidheyatma, if you follow scriptural rules and regulations. So, by following scriptural rules and regulations, those are like the border wall. When we stay within that border wall, we refuse to go out, then we stay protected. And our purpose is not to stay restricted or just stay protected. Our purpose is to get purified. Just like a child may not be able to play, go here and there and play, but within that compound, a child can play and child can study and child can learn and grow. So, like that, within the restriction of scriptural regulation, if we if we mold our life accordingly, we not only stay protected from the lower desire that drag us down, that make us do terrible things, that cause us to suffer, we not only stay protected from that, but actually we become educated, we become purified, we become elevated. So, we just need to change our perspective. Whenever we feel restricted in our spiritual practice in our life because of certain rules and regulations, instead of just seeing the rule, we can look beyond it to the purpose. And when we see life from the perspective of life's ultimate purpose, the spiritual purpose of connecting with Krishna, then we will see the restriction no longer as a restriction, but as a protection. And with this positive perspective, rather than looking what is on the other side of the wall, we can focus on what is available for us inside the wall. Inside the rule of, instead of looking at pleasures that are available for us outside the scope of scripture, we can look at the treasure that is there in the heart of scripture. Vedaishya sarvair ahameva vedyo. When we know Krishna, that Krishna is the source of ultimate joy, of unending happiness. And thus, we can delight in Him and delight eternally in Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.